Hi, everyone, and welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party. I'm Holly Borquez.
I'm Sarah C.
What's up, everybody?
We're back.
We're back, and
thanks for getting through the break with us.
Yes. There's so much going on that we are back because, well, first of all, we're not going away. But we both were on little breaks, and right before we swing into our busy season.
Yes.
Our busy off season.
We have a busy off season. I just got back last night from New Orleans, and sorry, a couple of you, that we weren't able to meet up. It got so chaotic. I was waiting until like, oh, we're going to be here. We're going to be there. Well, we ended up being nowhere for like no more than 5 minutes. Okay, let's go here. Let's go there. Then let's do this. And that's kind of what happens, I guess, when you have different people with different itineraries and agendas. And
it's hard when you're traveling with people too, you know, like you can't just tell them like sit here,
yeah, or that's we're gonna be here for a while. It's like we were never anywhere for a while,
right?
So I didn't know where to say, oh, meet us here or meet us there, because it just, we,
you should have just had people meet you like on your balcony at like super late at night. You should have been like, come at 3 a.m. I'll be here.
Well, and normally I would have, because normally I'm at the Royal Sonesta right on Bourbon and have a balcony over Bourbon, and I like that because even though it's loud as fuck, I can sit above and watch it all without having to be in it. But this time we didn't. My sister has like this great discount. And we ended up at the Roosevelt Waldorf Astoria, which actually was where Stassi and Beau just stayed a couple of weeks ago when they went for her grandma's funeral, unfortunately. But Stassi and Beau have a picture of them in the lobby. And yeah. It was like, wait, that's where we just were.
So, you're just like Stassi.
Stars, they're just like us.
That's right.
So we did not have a balcony, though. But actually, you know, without a balcony, that means you actually get a little bit of sleep in New Orleans, which was good. Because, you know, Michaela was there with two young babies. She got away for two really quick nights. So it was nice for her to actually get some sleep. I'm sure that's something you can't relate to.
Mm-mm.
And unfortunately, like when we go to Kentucky, you're not going to get any sleep either.
I'm not, like, I definitely, this isn't like on my list for like, I'll have a relaxing vacation in a couple years.
Yeah.
You know, I'm ready. I don't want to sleep. I don't want to sleep. So if anyone wants to meet up with me in the middle of the night, I plan on whooping it up Vicki Gumbelson style.
Whoop. What? But
and I'm going to Red Bull it. I plan on drinking. I'm going to drink, guys. I normally don't drink, and Sarah's going to have to take care of me.
Okay. Well, I don't think Lexington is probably like Vegas or New Orleans where it does close. It's probably like Minnesota closes at 1 a.m.
Well, then I want to do something Kentucky-ish. Like, I want to go cow tipping or something.
That's mean.
Have you ever done it?
No.
You've never gone cow tipping?
Fuck no. I've seen it on Heathers and shit, but like, I'm not going to like brutalize an animal. Come on. But we can stay up, and like if the bars close, then we can bring it back to the hotel.
Right.
We leave so fucking early that it's almost better if we just stay up.
Like Stassi does.
Yeah, because we're going to have to like get up at 4 a.m. So it's almost better just to stay up.
I wake up really... This isn't going to affect me.
And try to like... Well, there's nothing worse than getting like... If you're drinking and getting like 1 or 2 hours of sleep, it's better just to power through. And I don't know, maybe we can sleep on the plane as long as your head doesn't nod off onto my shoulder.
Cause can someone let me know?
You're going to get an elbow into
can
the...
Can I get like edibles in Kentucky? Can someone let me know?
No.
I can't?
No. Solid no.
Then I'm going to have to smuggle it. Because I'm like Katie. I need it.
You're like Stassi, who said on her podcast that while she's trying to get pregnant, she flat out said that. She's like, well, I'm not like on hormones or doing in vitro, but we are trying and we are not being careful. But I'm like, well, maybe you want to. But then she in the same breath and podcast, she said, I take Xanax every night. I cannot sleep without Xanax. I'm like, every night? And then she still does her pot and edibles and she still drinks. And I'm like,
She might get pregnant then. If she's super relaxed, maybe it's going to happen for her. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how the... I'm just watching Potomac and they're like, don't do anything. Don't even drink. Don't do this if you want to like be...
Sometimes when you do... I mean, I'm no doctor. But sometimes when you do that, when you cut everything off, you like stress yourself out so bad that, yeah, you know...
And I mean, I'm not saying to go do drugs or drink or anything like that. But obviously, there have been enough babies born off of drinking That's nights. Right. Mm-hmm. And obviously, unfortunately... When you're doing drugs, people have babies because that's we have crack babies and stuff like that, sadly. But I mean, like, obviously people are still getting pregnant when they're doing drugs. So I'm not saying it's a great idea. I'm just saying, like, it doesn't sound like it necessarily means you can't. But I don't think if she's trying to get pregnant, taking Xanax every night is a great idea. But whatever. You do you, I guess. I don't really want that in your bloodstream for your baby, though. To be addicted to Xanax when
I'm not going to comment too much because I actually want to say something like that's probably not good.
Okay.
Like in support of her. So I'm just going to stay quiet.
Yeah. Let's just hope for the best for everyone.
Yeah.
And for the next generation of children to be born clean and not addicted to anything.
Totally.
And best of luck for her in her journey to get pregnant. And yeah, I don't wish anyone ill will on that. So I hope it works out for you. So anyways, some of you guys in the Facebook group saw me in New Orleans a little bit. It was a torrential rain pour and, you know, I wear flip flops and I don't even care about like being in a dirty sewagey puddle. It's just when the water gets over the top of your flip-flop, your feet are sliding all over the place. Anyways, we like the rest of the streets all had to dip into a, you know, a bar, a pub, a club, a strip club, whatever it may be. Everything was full. So we dip into Chris Owens, which is not like, she's like the famous, like she's famous in New Orleans, the oldest stripper in the world, but it's not like a strip club, like a CD place. It's kind of like a novelty thing. Anyway, so we dip in there because there was space and it was pouring down rain. So we got out of the rain and...
That's really why, because there was space.
Yeah, it really was. Mm. Really was. Hey, the last time, not the last time, but one of the first times I was there, it was one of those rain pour things. And we dipped into a strip club and I got landed on by a stripper. And she's like... At the time, I had black hair. And she was like, have you ever seen Xena? I'm like, fuck. I've always heard Xena or Winona. If my hair is like reddish, blondish, brownish, I get Winona Judd. If it's black, I get Xena. And I knew where she was going with this. She's like, have you ever seen Xena? I'm like, yes. I'm just here to get out of the rain. She's like, I love Xena. And I'm like... Okay, awkward. Can I go now? And then she's like, would you like to buy me a bottle of champagne? I'm like, no, I actually wouldn't. I would like to buy myself a bottle of champagne and not share it with you. Can we go now?
Yeah.
So anyways, this place was fine. We went in and we're all just like talking. We're all getting in from out of the rain, like us and other people. But then like they put on some good music and we're all dancing and the stage is empty. And then there's a guy up there and he's dancing, but then they play Shakira. I mean, I'm sorry. How can you not dance to Shakira? It's physically impossible. You can't.
Yeah, it's true.
You have to dance.
Yeah, your hips just have to move.
Yeah, they don't lie.
Right.
So, and then it just wasn't enough. So I jumped up on the stage and just started going for it. And then the guy was into it, but not in a creepy way. We were just like in a having fun way. And then people put their phones up and they're screaming and they're videotaping. And I'm like, hey, I didn't sign a waiver.
Yeah.
I don't know where this is going.
When I saw your performance, it reminded me a little bit of your performance at Sheena's. You know, like you have a great stage presence. You really do. And
well, I can come in.
Yeah.
I can give the crowd what they want. I did my attempt at a twerk. And by the way, I did put this in the Facebook group. I did have biker shorts on underneath because it was
I never saw them.
Well, Yeah, it was 100% humidity, and I'm not going to walk around in a short little dress. First of all, in New Orleans, but when it's that humid, I'm sorry. Like, I know I've been working out, but like, what I'm saying is I don't have the Hadid thigh gap.
Okay.
And when it's humid, you know.
Ew.
You know, I want biker shorts on.
Okay.
I don't want to be like.
Swampy.
Oh, not that. Gross. I just don't want my legs touching. And then I'll get like all chafed. Whatever. Hey, in all due fairness, Lauren, when she was 8, we were down in Santa Monica Beach and her, and she was like this tiny little girl and her like just from walking around too much and it was hot and her legs got like 2 rashes because her like thighs were rubbing against each other and she was like a tiny little 8-year-old girl.
Huh.
Just shit happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Anyways, I did not Paris Hilton it or Britney Spears it. I'm just saying, you know, I have respect for the community.
Yeah. I mean, I used to go to the club and Britney Spears it and okay. Paris Hilton it.
Great. Well,
yeah, I used to stand up on stage and there we go.
So you are, I guess I would be more like Stassi where she doesn't want people to see up their dress.
Right. I'm more like Kristen, like doing the splits in the middle.
With no underwear.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay. So yeah, so that was that. It was fun. And there was Gay Pride in New Orleans. So for those of you that gave me shit, Heather, for not being at Gay Pride in West Hollywood, I was at Gay Pride in New Orleans. All right. No, we were in the parade. Not in it. Well, kind of in it because we crossed it like 4 times. People gave us rainbow flags. I don't know. It was a good time. But we did not go to WeHo because even if I was here, I wouldn't have gone because I just don't like massive crowds and West Hollywood. And it was like a 90-degree day. And I don't know, the parking and then being like in a mosh pit. Like, I'm a big mosh pit girl, grew up that way, like champion that. But I think because I did that, I don't need to do it anymore. So when they showed the filmage from, you know, Tom Tom and Sir and Pump, just with everyone shoulder to shoulder and sweaty, and it's just, it's not my thing anymore.
No, I mean, I've gone to the parade for like many years and I don't find that to be too, like that, I've always found space to like walk around. Yeah, it's crowded, but I would never want to go to a bar after. That's like a different scene, I feel like.
Yeah, I feel like when I did my mosh pit era, it's because I was in Seattle and it's cold. So you're not hot and sweaty. Mm-hmm. So even though you're next to people and rubbing shoulders and sometimes floating on a crowd in a skirt, unfortunately, but it's cold. So you're not like hot and sticky mm-hmm. and sweaty and like touching sweaty people.
Right.
Like, imagine like rubbing shoulders with sweaty jacks, like, ew. I feel like I get a contact high, like his coke sweat would go into my pores and somehow I'd like fail a drug test.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
Totally
not down with it.
I agree,
but I did support Gay Pride.
I mean, I also don't, I would never, I don't go to bars or anything like that when it's that busy. That's not my scene. No, not, I'm not into that.
Bars, you're supposed to say bars. Okay. So, I did that. Holly did something else. You guys, we have something super fun and exciting coming up, but I want Holly to tell what she did this weekend.
Okay, yeah. So, this weekend, I went to NoHo, aka North Hollywood. Ronnie had, my daughter Ronnie, who, it's like cracking me up how people, when they're coming into our Facebook group, are like, I know she has a daughter named Ronnie. Like, apparently I say Ronnie a lot on this podcast. So I have a 5-year-old daughter named Ronnie, and she had a private voice lesson that was like so exclusive that they would not release the address to me until the day before. So on Friday, I'm texting with Sarah, and I text her. I'm like, dude, I just got the address for Ronnie's voice lesson. And, it's on Tom and Katie Street. Like, I was like, no, this cannot be. And literally it was like 7 houses down from them. Wow. On the same side of the street and everything. Crazy. Wow. So anyway, so I wanted to take Chad up there, my husband, in case you guys don't know. We've done retro episodes, which Chad has said they're coming back. We're going to go out of order and we're going to go back and cover the weddings before the wedding. So stay tuned for that. We're going to try to get those done before the wedding. Plus, Chad is just dying to weigh in on the season, the wedding, everything. So he's awesome. Bursting at the seams. So we drive up to North Hollywood, and I was so excited to show him the houses. We hit horrible traffic. It was nothing like when you and I went and we flew up there. This was just a pain. We were running late and I didn't want to be, you know, I paid for this lesson and everything. So I'm stressing out. We get there. I'm trying to put Ronnie's like ridiculous Converse on her feet. Like high top Converse are the worst to put on. So I'm like, I'm in the street trying to jam them on her feet. So I'm like, get out of the car, Ronnie. And so I'm like, Chad, go park and drive around for an hour. That's
not exactly a safe street.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what you're going to do. Go. It was right in that area that I said this is the horse area. Oh. It was like right there, you know, in that weird path area. So I'm like, bye, Chad. Drive around for an hour. Figure it out. So I don't know where he went. So we go into our lesson. It's cool. Whatever. So interesting. I have to, side note, I have to talk about myself for a second. So some of you old school listeners know that I have always wanted to be a singer, and my parents always said that I had a horrible voice. Now, I think it's funny that I am in podcasting where, you know, like I use my voice, which I think is funny. If I had such a horrible voice, would people like listening to it?
Right.
So Ron and Diane, I don't know what to tell you. So anyways, Ronnie is doing some exercises, and I was taking video so she can watch them and learn how to do it. And she was talking about the middle voice. Sarah is a singer, so she already knows all this. Sarah is such a good singer. It's insane. No, but I've never been taught. I don't know how to do anything.
It's not insane, and I'm not. But anyways.
But I do think that I could learn. I think I think anyone can do anything.
I think you have a great voice.
Anyway, so she was talking about the middle voice and how, like, some people will hit a note and they'll be like, I'll just sing it really quick, like, let the storm rage on, and they go on instead of like hitting the note. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not using their middle voice. So it's like this, it's like you have to like strengthen the middle of your voice. So anyways, I did something and she's like, have you had lessons before? She's
also, like you don't go like from regular to falsetto, you find your middle. What is that?
She just said, like, you know, like when someone will change, like they'll, instead of going to the high note, they'll just cop out and be like, ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, most singers actually do that in their concerts. They do cop out and they go down to the middle.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So that she was teaching. She was just teaching like different ways or different.
And she said that to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so hey. She's like, have you ever had lessons? She's like, you absolutely have you're very talented and you have a really good voice.
Awesome.
And so I was like, so I'm like, Ronnie, did you hear that? You know, so
could you repeat this and put your phone on record and then send it to your mom?
I wanted to. So I almost made her do it. So I was so excited. So we saw my parents on, that was Saturday. I saw my parents on Sunday. I'm like, awesome. Mom, Dad, I'm like, do you know what Dove Cameron's freaking sister just said to me? She said that I have a great voice and that I could, you know, really take this somewhere. And you know what my mother said? She goes, she must have different ears than we do.
Oh my God.
I'm like, dang, Mom. Like, that is so mean. Like, I could not have thought of a meaner response.
You are Monica.
She must have different ears than we
do.
My
mom would have said, well, I would have, I've tried to tell you that. You are Monica. Okay, you guys, if you haven't like totally listened, Holly is the Monica and her brother is the Ross, where the parents just, Ross can do no wrong. And Monica, no matter what she does great, it's always like, well, Ross did like my favorite part of that show. Full circle. VPR.
Oh, we're talking about Friends. Yes.
Yeah. Was when Monica was so happy that something was finally going to come back to bite him about how his wife left him because she became a lesbian. And so she's so excited. Finally, the parents are going to be like, oh. And so he tells them. And then instead of like reacting to Ross, the parents look at Monica and they're like, and you knew about this and you didn't tell us? Like, they totally turned it on her. And that is Holly's experience. Like, Holly is like the golden child and she does everything great and fantastic and over
the top. Like, on paper, I do everything and more, but it does not matter. Like, I can never impress them. I don't know what it would take. Like, I don't know.
And your brother can sell a prop and they'll be like, what an entrepreneur he is.
Yes, yes. Just endless. Like, yeah, he is just the golden child. It's true.
No, it is very, very Ross and Monica. Yes. Very true. Yes. And I just, you are the golden child. And it's just crazy.
It is. It
really... That's what she said to you. That's so mean.
Yeah.
But it's on point, but it's so mean. But
okay, so we came out of the voice lesson. I was like, la, la, la. It was fun. And so I'm like, Chad, where are you? And he's like, I'm down here. And so I'm like, where? I'm on the phone with him, like yelling in front of this girl's house. And I look down and I see him like in the middle of the street down by Kristen's house, like on, like right at that little where that dog pooping thing was.
Place, yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'm walking.
I mean, the dog poop hater.
Yeah. He's like, I'm walking Daisy around. So I was like, okay, well, come get us. This is embarrassing. So he comes and gets us. And so I make him do the drive-by. So first we go by Kristen's.
What do you mean, walking her around? Is she walking?
He is pushing the stroller around.
Oh, okay.
Just like last time.
I was like,
yeah.
Damn.
That was fast. So Chad had a completely different take on the neighborhood than Sarah and I did. And to be fair, this was a completely different day. When Sarah and I were there, it was overcast, gloomy. We were there in the morning. It was that June gloom.
Yeah, but you're from here and he's from there.
What?
We have different perspectives.
Yeah.
He's from the GG, from the HB.
Yeah. Well, anyways, it was like a sunny day, you know, so like it was prettier outside.
But remember our, was it Eunyoung? She went down and she said, oh my God. And she saw like the person pushing the grocery cart right in front of Jackson Brittany's house. So it was right on brand and trend of what we first assessed.
Oh no, I still stand by what I said, but it was weird hearing like hit what he said, and it kind of made me think of it like differently. So anyways, he really, really liked Kristen's house. He really liked the neighborhood, and he actually like is still talking about it. He really, because he walked Daisy all around there, so he felt like, he said he liked that it was quiet. He liked the trees. He thought it was like very peaceful and calm.
I didn't mind her neighborhood. I thought her neighborhood was better, and it was quiet, and it had that brush and trees.
Yeah. And with him only seeing that, like right where he parked, I get why he's saying that. I don't think he got the full like perspective that we had. By the way, Kristen got a new car. It's like a brand new BMW, very pretty. She was home, and
because she had the 2013.
Oh, this is like for sure a 2019.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's
gorgeous.
I like what she did, because she said on a podcast she was trying to get an Audi but realized she couldn't afford it, and she ended up with a 2013 Beamer, and this was like in 2016. So I appreciated her.
She's smart.
Yeah.
I like that too. So anyways, yeah, I just thought it was interesting. Like, it was weird hearing Chad like say like, I like it, because not that I don't like it, but I kind of was like, like I wasn't that impressed. And Chad being impressed, like kind of was like, I was like, oh. So I then drove him to past everyone else. We went past Tom and Katie. He didn't really say much about that. He was shocked about where Tom and Ariana's was, like how it's on the corner. And then Jackson Brittany's.
Of the busy street.
Yeah. Jackson Brittany. Oh, and there's also like a new mattress in like the right by Tom and Katie's, like just thrown out there. Lots of new trash around Tom and Katie's. Well,
what's most disturbing about Tom and Katie's are, and I posted the one picture, but I didn't take a lot, but like there's four like old, decrepit, crumbling, literally crumbling down stucco tenement buildings that, you know, across the street.
Yeah.
I should have taken more pictures, but they were, there was, that's why I was saying like least impressed, because it was just, Tom and Ariana, they're on a corner, a busy corner, but their neighborhood was more fresher and up-and-coming.
And even Kristen's is like more like suburban homes, and then it's like you go down the street,
it's
and
it's kind of normal.
Yeah. You feel normal in that little, it's like a tucked back. She's really tucked in. I like that.
Yeah, you don't feel, it's not dangerous.
No.
It's just normal. Yeah.
Yeah. And then when we went by Jackson Brittany's, the junk in that house, that junk house, is gone. The mattress is gone. All of the debris is gone. And it's still, you can still tell behind the, in their backyard, it's gross, but they cleaned up the side, which is good.
I wonder if like Jackson Brittany like paid them because they heard, because this didn't even come from us. It did from our experience, but we had also heard it from that Dave guy on that podcast.
Uh-huh.
Like he had said, oh, it's a meth lab, it's a hoarder's house, blah, blah, blah. Like I wonder if they heard on social media and they went over there and said, hey, clean this shit up, we'll give you $5,000.
Yeah, something. I don't know. So as we went past his house, his garage was open this time.
Jax's.
And he has it very like man cave-esque in there. Like he has like all of his jerseys up on the wall. Like there was like a basketball one, hockey one.
Hooters calendar.
I couldn't see in that far because stupid Chad went so fast. I'm like, turn around.
Because it's not the street that you can push a baby carriage on because there are no sidewalks.
And this street is very narrow compared to all the other ones. Like it, there's like his neighbors were like waving to us and stuff. Like, thank God we were in the minivan and we just looked like a family. But it was it's you can't really, you know, we just drove by very quickly. But yeah, he was fully home and in his like bopping out in his garage. So both of the cars were there. Actually, there's four cars there. And
yeah, his dad's Corvette's in the
It's in the garage. And
then his Challenger and Brittany's
Jeep. And there was another one in there too. I couldn't see what it was though, but it's loaded up. And then yeah, that's really all there was about that. But yeah, Chad was not as critical as I was. yeah, so that's all I have to say about that.
Okay, well, you guys, we've got something special coming up.
Yes.
It's sexy related. Before we get into it, should we also talk about something sexy?
Yes.
You guys, our sponsor, Lola. Lola is a female-founded company offering a line of feminine products like organic cotton tampons, pads, liners, gynecologist approved sexual health and wellness products designed for women. Lola makes your month a little easier. Their subscription is fully customizable. You can choose your own mix of products and frequency of delivery. Lola's subscription is super flexible. You can change it, skip it, cancel it anytime, whenever you need to. So they have a line of not just feminine care products, but they also offer biodegradable cleansing wipes, safe to use anywhere on your body, and they're individually packaged, so it's very convenient. You can carry it with you if you're traveling or wherever you're going. They're gynecologist approved and hypoallergenic. They also carry condoms and hypoallergenic water-based personal lubricants free of parabens, chemicals, glycerin, synthetic flavors, fragrances, all of that. So that's kind of nice. They also give back to their community by donating feminine care products to homeless shelters across the USA for with every purchase you make. So, I mean, I personally can't imagine what it must be like to be homeless in general. But as a woman, I think about this all the time. I'm like, how are they maintaining, you know, that situation? It's one thing just, you know, the bathroom and the shower, that's an issue, but that would be a complete nightmare. And I don't understand how that works. So I really appreciate a company that supports that and thinks about that and helps people in that situation. But I kind of like it because, you know, you can never be out of something. If you have something delivered on a regular schedule, you're never going to be in that moment of like, oh my gosh, I have to go to the grocery store right now. I don't want to.
There's nothing worse than not feeling good and having to go to the store and just being like, ugh.
Yeah. And then, you know, so you guys can have it delivered to your house. You can control the delivery. And right now you can get 40% off all your subscriptions by visiting mylola.com. It's MYLOLA.com and enter code PUMPERS When you subscribe, it's mylola.com. Enter code PUMPERS, P-U-M-P-E-R-S, for 40% off.
Nice.
Cool. So as we're talking about, you know, sex and sexual wellness products and sexual lives, Holly and I have something we'd like to share with you.
Yes, you guys, we possibly have come across the most important missing link of Vanderpump Rules season 6 or Vanderpump Rules history ever. It has fallen into our laps, and we, you know, really take this seriously, that we, you know, give you guys the full picture, the full story. So we have decided that we will be handling this by telling you a little story. We're going to paint you, you know, a picture
of what we think transpired, what we think may have been said or not said. Let's call it fan fiction.
And we're going to change, you know, we're going to change things up, but we know that you guys, you know, will be able to
understand,
connect the dots, la, 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 la.
And, you know, fiction, allegedly fan fiction.
You guys get the point. You know, we want to bring you the best and just sit back and enjoy the story. We're going to tell the story twice. You'll hear Sarah play a character, and then we'll switch. So we're going to give you two points of views, just as we really want this to sink in. And it will, you know.
Yeah, we interpreted this story, and we have, you know, the characters we have in our head that we've come up with and visualized in our head, and names are Trax and Faye.
Yeah, Trax and yeah, I, or like in mine, I think I'm going to change my, like when I read mine, I'm going to do Mason and Hope.
Mm-hmm.
like it's like a soap opera. You like
Mason and Hope, and then there's Trax and Faye and Tiffany.
Yes.
And Kathy.
Kathy. Those are the characters. So,
you know, Kathy, you know, sometimes there's Catherine's, there's Kate's, there's Catherine with a C, Catherine with a K, there's Kate, Katie, Kathy. There's all sorts of interpretations.
Absolutely. It's, yeah, totally.
This is a really, you know, a fun visualization for all of us. But
I mean, this is where the joy of podcasting really just comes to life, because we are, you know, we are storytellers. This is what we do. So the fact that this was trusted to, you know, for us to handle it the way that we are, like we just, you know, we've rehearsed this, we've thought about it, we've let the dialogue just seep into our heads, and we're gonna see what happens.
Yeah, and again, you guys, we aren't comedians, we aren't actors, but no, we'll portray such in this fashion.
Yeah. And, you know, we're not going to do like crazy voices, but we need to feel the character. Like,
right.
So, you know, like really listen for the nasally sounds and listen for the anger,
the
and
grunts, the snorts, the
after being pleasured sounds,
the after snort, drippy cough.
Yeah.
The rage and the denial and the oozing sex appeal.
Yeah, absolutely. So should we get started?
All right, Faye. Faye. All right, Georgie Michael.
Okay, here I go. You felt so good.
I've been in sex in literally. It's going on 3 months. It has to be 3 months.
Why aren't you and Tiffany having sex?
It's not like that. I don't like being with her. I mean, I love being with her. I'm not like sexually into it anymore, you know? And it's nothing to do with her. It's nothing. She's great. She's wonderful. I'm just like, eh. You know, it's just kind of, eh. And it's not her fault. It's my fault. It's just, no, it's not my fault. It's just, that's what's going to happen sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, poor you, or poor you, or suck, or you suck, or no, nobody sucks. It's just,
It's just like when you sleep with the same person for a while, it can get like, or not, it's one of those things.
Yeah, I mean, I know, it has become a little bit of an issue. I mean, like, it's, I'm trying to...
Finagle?
I was trying. I mean, I was trying to broaden the horizon.
Like a threesome?
Yeah, and like, she was down for it. She was down for it. Until, like, fucking she started talking to Kathy and all those dumbass girls started coming over.
Why does Kathy even care?
That's what I said. Like, why do they even care? I go, well, no, well, okay. Well, Tiffany got drunk and they all came over and they started talking this and that. I'm like, Tiffany, who even cares? Like, why do you have to listen? Don't listen to them. Who even gives a shit?
I can guarantee that if I hung out with Tiffany...
We're not curing cancer here, folks. It's just sex. It's nothing in the world. It's nothing that's going to make or break anything. Come on.
Especially if it's between you two. Like, you guys decide to do it.
I know. You know what? I'm kind of over it.
No, don't be over it.
No. I'm...
So much no. fun.
I'm just like, I'm not going to get married. No. That's not happening.
What? You're not going to get married or you're not going to get married to her?
I'm not getting married, period. I'm never getting married. That's not my thing.
Yeah, right. You will.
No, never. I don't ever want to get married. Nope. Not my thing. I never want to do it. No. But I have so much like invested right now, like my shows and stuff like that. Like I can't do anything right now. Right now. It's just, you know, my show can't do anything right now.
I feel ya. Take your time.
So, I mean, like, that's why it's like, just, let's just broaden it up a little bit. Let's have a little, let's spice it up, you know? You can go do what you want, do whatever you want, whatever. I don't care. Like, if you stayed at a girl's house, good for you. Go get it. Doesn't bother me. Doesn't. I don't care.
What, she was down for it or no?
She said, like, really? It doesn't bother you? I said that kind of thing. It doesn't bother me. I don't have that.
So like an open relationship kind of thing.
Yeah. In my head. It doesn't really mean anything to me.
Right.
It's just, you know, some guys are like, no, that's fucking cheating. Which, yeah, I guess it is. I guess it is to some people. But in my head, it just doesn't register as that. It just doesn't. I'm like, cool. Go have fun, you know? Whatever. Do your thing. I feel like it just makes the relationship like I think it would probably make it stronger, if anything else.
Yeah.
But whatever. To each his own. Obviously, you know, the majority of people in the world think, oh, no, that's cheating.
Tiffany would have been down with me because I flirted with Tiffany.
I know. And it'll happen. It'll happen. It's just getting her out of the goddamn picture. Like Kathy. I mean, it doesn't help that she lives down the damn hall either.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Oh, great. What the fuck were y'all thinking?
I don't know.
Oh, my God. You got to love her. And scene. Wow. Okay, so we're going to go and do that one more time, and then we're going to give our thoughts on it.
Okay.
So for the second read through, you guys, I'm sorry, but I am not as talented as my friend Sarah. So this is not going to be as good.
That was not talented.
I'm just going to.
I think I would.
Let's give it a different.
I think I kind of like the hope role.
Yeah. I know. I'm going to have a hard time with this, but I'm going to give it my all. And.
Okay. So round two, y'all.
You know, I struggled with Tiffany, whether I should call Tiffany Cupcake.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm going with that?
Opposites. Yeah, I see.
You know,
it.
Like blueberry, corn.
Mm-hmm.
Cranberry.
I know exactly what you're saying.
All right. Well, okay. All right.
Okay. For this, I'll be playing the role of Mason.
And I will be playing the role of Hope.
Okay. Okay. I'm nervous on this one. I didn't read through this as much.
Fictionalized soap opera meant for y'all. All right.
Okay. Here we go.
Oh, you felt so good.
I haven't had sex in... literally, it's going on 3 months. It has to be 3 months.
Why aren't you and Tiffany having sex?
It's not like that. I don't like... Oh, it's already messed up. It's not like that. I don't like being... It's not that I don't like being with her. I love being with her. We just... I've just not... I'm not sexually into it anymore. And it's nothing to do with her. She's great. She's wonderful. I'm just like... Meh. It's just kind of... Eh. And it's
not, oh, McDonald had a farm. Anyways, go on.
And it's not her fault. It's not my fault. It's just what happens sometimes.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, you poor, oh, you suck, or no, you suck. Nobody sucks. It's just
like when you sleep with the same person for a while, it can get like that or not. It's just one of those things.
Yeah, and no, it has become a little bit of an issue. I mean, I was trying to,
like, finagle.
I was trying to broaden the horizon.
Like a threesome?
Yeah, and she was down with it until fucking she started talking to Kathy and all those dumbass girls started coming over.
Why the fuck does Kathy even care?
That's what I said. Why do they even care? I go, no, well, Tiffany got drunk and they all came over and started talking and this and that. And I'm like, Tiffany, like, who cares? Like, why do you have to listen? Don't listen to them. Like, who gives a shit?
I can guarantee that if I hung out with Tiffany.
I mean, we're not curing cancer here. It's just sex. It's nothing. In the world, it's nothing that's gonna make or break anything,
especially if it's between you two. Like, if you guys decide to do it.
I know, I'm kind of over it.
No, don't be over it. It's so much fun.
No, I'm still like, I'm not gonna get married. No, that's not happening.
Wait, you're not gonna get married, or you're not gonna marry her?
I'm not getting period. I'm never getting married. That's not my thing.
Yeah, right. You
no,
will.
No, never. Never. I don't ever want to get married. No. It's not my thing. I never want to do it. But I have so much invested in my shows and stuff like that. I can't do anything right now.
I feel ya. I mean, take your time.
So that's why I was like, let's broaden it up a bit. Let's spice it up. You can do do whatever. Like, I don't care. Like, if you stay the night at the girl's house, good for you. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't. I don't care.
Wait, she was down for it or no?
She said, really? It doesn't bother you? I said, that kind of thing, it just doesn't bother me. I don't have that.
So it's like an open relationship kind of thing.
Yeah. In my head, it doesn't mean anything to me.
Right.
It's just, you know, like, some guys are like, no, that's fucking cheating. Which, yeah, it is. So, I mean, to some people, yes. But in my head, it just doesn't register as it. It just doesn't. I'm like, cool, go have fun. You know, like, whatever, do your thing. I feel like it just makes the relationship... I think it just makes it stronger, if anything else.
Yeah.
But to each his own. Obviously, the majority of people in the world are like, no, that's cheating.
I mean, Tiffany would have been down with me. I'm like, I flirted with Tiffany.
I know. It'll happen. It's just getting her out of the goddamn picture. I mean, it doesn't help that she lives down the hall either.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Oh, great. What the fuck were y'all thinking?
I don't know.
Oh my God. You gotta love her.
And scene. Okay. Wow. I mean,
who lives down the hall? Kathy?
That's right. Or the cooler. I always think of like his motorized cooler.
I always think Kathy is either part of the threesome that Trex and Mason did not want to be a part of, or was cock blocking. And so either theory, you know, it's fun. It's fun. Both ways to think about it.
So I hope you guys enjoyed that. I guess we can talk more in depth about what we thought on a different podcast or something. Maybe keep it separate. I don't know. Because, I mean, the whole experience was just something that maybe we'll talk about, like, once this is all past, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a little...
We have one
leery.
Next week, and we have the one the following week.
But anyways, I mean, as you guys can imagine, when this fell into our laps, we were just like...
This is genius soap opera gold.
Yeah, and it was just like listening to it.
Yeah, to the soap opera trailer.
Was just like an out-of-body experience. So we hope you guys heard what we just said and you use your imagination and
I listened to this soap opera trailer in the hallway of a hotel room in New Orleans because I got a 911 mayday. Like Holly's like, oh my God, there's this brand new soap opera trailer you have to hear. You're going to die. Have you not checked, you know, your own... platforms that you like to listen to,
right?
And I was like, huh? So I was listening to it in my hotel room with the people I was with, and they just kept chattering.
Yeah, let's just say, like, we had to sit on this for a couple of days until we could prepare. And I mean, it's just been, it's been a journey, and
it's something we've heard about for a while and been teased about for a while.
Yeah. So
I just didn't know it came to fruition.
Right. To have everything come full circle, you know, it really feels good. I also feel like our podcast really deserves this. And so for that, I am so thankful to everything in the universe just working with us, because
people that trust us to judge their pilot or trailer as, you know, like the early viewers, like people see a movie and then they're the ones that have early access and they give their review in the commercials. Mm-hmm. Like they trust us with that to do the right thing with it.
Right. And for that, like, I feel very grateful. And I mean, it really is like I dreamt about, you know, being able to
well, and this has been like a thing for a while
together.
And I kind of like lost hope and faith in the delivery, and all of a sudden out of the blue,
you know,
know what, you should always trust hope and faith.
Yeah.
And sometimes don't trust hope because we don't know, you know, always the agenda there. But
and full circle again, she was at Pride and we just had Pride just passed Hope, remember? Remember when Hope came to Pride?
But was she at Pride this year?
No.
Because you know what I thought year. About? You know what I thought about? I'm like, she's from Kentucky, you know.
Well, you want to interview her?
Well, I think she lives in LA, but her brother lives in Kentucky. But why not? Like, you should reach out.
Okay, I will.
This probably wouldn't be the best. Okay, yeah.
Yes.
Great. Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so do you have any, like... any thoughts on the whole reenactment? Or my first thought was, first, this isn't everything. That was one
right.
of them.
Right.
And the second was,
it's like scene one of a three-act play.
Yeah. I definitely had like a picture painted of like maybe like what their bodies were doing during this episode, you know. I could really kind of picture what was going on there. And then I was just really shocked at it. Shockingly wasn't that bad for Tiffany,
right? Which is why I think there's like an act two and an act three.
I mean, like, I
would never want someone to be like, meh.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
However, that's not the worst thing that could
I be. Wouldn't not marry Mason over this. I mean, the whole like sleeping thing, that's a
it
whole
sounds like, it sounds like, yeah, there's a problem with the, yeah.
It's like, yeah. It,
addiction kind of thing.
It wasn't as personal as I thought that it was going to be. Like, I yeah. my feelings wouldn't be hurt at, like, a very deep level with this.
Right.
I mean, it's still, they still would, but, like, I think we're missing
it
something.
It was more, like, dissatisfaction with life and status quo than a personal attack.
Right. Which I thought was very shocking.
But I do think from other things we've read in other similar fictionalized books and things.
Uh-huh.
I think there's missing scenes.
I think so too. And I'm hoping that those gaps will be filled in. So let's just manifest that right now.
Yes. 100%.
Okay, well, let's move on and
let's talk about sexy appetizers. As we talk about a teaser and an appetizer of this story, let's also talk about actual appetizers and nice, tasty things to put in our mouths. So, you guys, we want to talk again to you about HelloFresh. HelloFresh is a meal delivery kit that services shops, plans, delivers step-by-step directions, recipes, pre-measures, ingredients, so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. HelloFresh makes conquering the kitchen a reality with deliciously simple recipes. They do all the planning, shopping, and prepping, so you can just focus on being healthy for yourself and your family. HelloFresh will deliver pre-measured ingredients with easy-to-follow six-step pictured recipe cards delivered right to your door in a special insulated box. So even if you're at work, you don't have to worry. It's all fresh. It's kept cool. So it's fine whenever it's delivered. I've had this personally, and it's always fresh and cold and, you know, perfectly delivered. So all the meals really come together in 30 minutes or less, and mostly call for less than two pots and pans, require very minimal cleanup, and you can choose from different plans. You can choose the classic, you can choose a veggie, you can choose a family, and you can switch between the plans. Like if you decide, oh, I don't like the veggie, I want to try the regular, or I want to expand it to my family, or sometimes maybe you have a family, but you know your kids are fussy, you just want it for you and your spouse. That's cool too. It's very flexible. You can put it on hold if you need to, if you're going to go out of town or anything like that, or you only want to limit it to certain days or times. Very flexible that way. They also have additional options. You can do little lunch meals, you can do 20 minute meals, you can do one pot wonders. So if you really want it simple and clean and, you know, really trying to simplify your life, there's lots of options that way.
That's cool.
Yeah. I mean, I made a risotto, which I technically, you know, it's very a precision thing amongst chefs. And that's why I've never really attempted it at home, but I did attempt it with HelloFresh and I was really impressed with myself. I was like, oh my God, I made a risotto. So I was really happy with myself. I know you made some things and they have like regular things and then fancy things that you would never attempt to make, but I know you did and you did a great job at it and your family liked it. You said your kids ate everything.
Yeah. HelloFresh is one of my favorites because, I've been so stinking busy and I know everyone is busy, but I was just talking to someone. I feel like June is like the new Christmas. Like there's graduation, there's recitals, there's Father's Day, there's birthdays.
Weddings, it's like parties, weddings.
It's like
showers.
Enough. Like I can't, I feel like my kids' diets are just going out the window because I'm like, here, eat this. Like I gave Ronnie like a hot dog I microwaved the other day. It was disgusting.
Yeah, June's crazy.
Yeah. So, I love HelloFresh for that because it looks like I have it together when I don't. And it tastes really good and everyone's really happy. And I know that at least like three nights a week, I have a decent meal that I can put on the table.
Yeah. And you don't have to buy all the ingredients and have them go bad.
And you guys, I cannot cook to save my life.
But it's super.
And I can pull it off. So that is saying something.
Yeah. And then you also don't have like 19 different pans to clean.
Right. Because I don't have 19 pans. I have like two.
Okay. You guys can get this deal. You can go to HelloFresh.com and
use promo code Vanderpump80. So HelloFresh.com/Vanderpump80. You will get 80% off your first subscription. So it's like really receiving 8 free meals, you know, or $20 off your first 4 boxes. It's, you know, for $80 off your first month, that's a great deal. You get all these meals. HelloFresh.com/Vanderpump80.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Okay. So what else has been going on? We had the bachelor party in Miami. We had gay pride. We had some podcast shenanigans.
I just have to say that I am very proud of the cast for maintaining such a busy schedule. You know, in many ways, you know, we have to thank the cast, because without the cast, we wouldn't have a podcast. Without the cast, we wouldn't have the show. I know sometimes I get very sick of them and it's like, oh, like it's just like it's too much of them. But right now I'm very grateful for their workflow, because they are hustling it out. They're filming earlier than normal. Their schedule is just insane, and it's making me tired even watching it. Like, there is a lot going on, and I wonder how disappointing it's going to be when, like, these scenes get cut. Like, I bet everyone's filming, like, really awesome scenes, and they're not going to make it.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it sounds like a lot didn't make it last year. I'm appreciating, like, everyone's still posting like crazy on their IG stories, but I've noticed a difference. And I think they're listening to us.
I think so, too.
They're posting, like, basic bitch stuff, like OOTD or a selfie, but they're not posting out the whole storyline.
Or I feel like they will do, like, they'll turn their camera and, like, do a circle of, like, the scene, but we're not able to see what is happening.
Right.
Like, last time they'd be like, look at who's in a fight. You know, it was, right. like, ridiculous. Like, now we don't know of anything truly that has happened. Like, we've seen, there's some stuff that we can speculate, but, and it's obviously still very scripted, but we don't know what's being said. Thank God. Like, thank you for not, like, yeah. I'm glad we don't know.
And enough of you guys have been there during filming already, where you have seen the fights, where obviously Stassi had a book signing as Tom Tom, and everyone was there except for Tom and Ariana, and they came later and they seemed pissed off. Like, the whole thing shtick was Sandoval was irritated that it was at Tom Tom, so they purposely came late, and then he got into a fight with Katie, and there's a scene arguing. So we did see this on social media, but not their social media.
Right.
We saw that from you guys, you great listeners and feet on the street. Thank you for doing what you do. When we can't be there, we do want, you know, we want to know that shit is actually going on. We don't want to know everything.
Exactly.
But we want to know that shit is actually popping off, because why else are we going to fucking tune in?
Right.
So I'm glad to hear that.
For more T. Sandy and Katie fighting. Yes. I love it, because I feel like T. Sandy's very committed and he will bring it for us.
Well, you know, I think we came across one of those fake storylines where it was, you know, as we all know, we were up there the day before Memorial Day, and then Jax and Brittany had their Memorial Day barbecue, and there was no sign of Sandoval. Well, it turns out he really was there, but I think they were all purposely leaving him out of his story to create that storyline. Like, is he going to be the best man? Is he not? Well, obviously he is. Oh, because also he had that bachelor party in Michigan when Sandoval did not go.
I also think that, like, in their defense, it's probably really fun to mess with us.
Yes.
You know, because they're in all of our groups, I guarantee you. And I think that they take a lot of heat, you know, but they also get off on pulling a storyline on us. They love it. And most of the time, you know, us deep groups, we know. But a lot of the other ones I see, they don't know.
Yeah, if you guys, a lot of you guys listening, I know you're not on social media, and this is why we do our social media recaps, is because we're not trying to spoil the season for you by any means. But just to keep you abreast of what's going on, so maybe you have a better perspective when the show does air. We're not going to spoil anything for you. I mean, yeah, is he going to be best man? Well, I guess spoiler alert, I won't answer that. But, you know, I think some of these things, they are trying to do what you just said.
Yeah.
But we know better. But, you know, he does, Sandoval does get into it with Katie. Another storyline that surfaced last week or week and a half on Twitter and Instagram was Zach, Brittany's best friend from Kentucky, besides Kara. She's her, you know, gay best friend. She is in the bridal party. You know, he's a bridesman. And he went off on a... And you guys, if you're not in the Facebook group, we all know Zach. We talk about Zach. Zach has got an inflated ego. He has a cameo. If you don't know what cameo is, it's when celebrities, you can pay them $20, $50, whatever, and they'll deliver a personalized message to you. Well, Zach has one. Nobody knows who Zach is, except for Brittany's friend. He is on there, and his status says reality star Vanderpump Rules. Okay. As you all know, most of you listening, if you're not on social media and you're just listening to us, you have no idea who he is. He has never really had, I don't think he would have gotten his say card or union card. I think you need 7 words on camera to get your union card after our SAG. I don't think he's had 7 words. I don't think he's had 1 word. He's just been like a really ghostly background, right?
Mm-hmm.
But yet he's a reality star and he has a cameo that he charges money for.
He's like the new Rachel.
Rachel, no.
You're giving Rachel more credit?
Oh, fucking 10,000,000,000%. She's on marquees. She's on bills. She does. Sometimes, yes, she books her own comedy clubs, but she has been on bills. No, fuck. She is actually.
But he's done more legit things than she has, probably.
In the industry, he's been a personal assistant.
I say that's better than what Rachel does.
Okay, well, they're best friends, so that makes sense. Anyways, because when Brittany got too busy with Jax and Stassi dumped Rachel, Zach and Rachel became best friends. So there you go. It all makes sense. Perfect world. I'll give her more credit. He's probably a great personal assistant to Pussycat Dolls Girl, even though he doesn't work for her anymore. I'm just saying, like, cameo, that's a stretch.
Yeah.
Brad by Brad, cameo, that's a stretch.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know if he was on a bender or they just had a little spat, but he went on a big Twitter war saying, I can't believe, I hate LA people. I'm moving back to Kentucky. You call me your best friend. Oh, I just try to help you. Good luck getting shit done without me.
There's been lots of little Insta story wars, hasn't there?
Well, I'd be fine with like Brittany. I'd be like, fine, Kristen will handle it. She can get shit done.
Mm-hmm.
But Kristen and Zach are also best friends.
I mean, I think it's like it's I don't know this, but I would assume it's a lot to plan a wedding. And I'm sure that things are getting stressful. And
so do you think when Jax then popped off like same day or next day complaining about friends that never pay for anything, never offer to chip into for the bill. And he's like, it's time to call those people out. Do you think he was talking about Zach? Because it was the next day. Who is he talking about? Kristen? Katie?
He said it wasn't Kristen. He verified it wasn't her.
I don't. Kristen always pays for everything. It's yeah, not he, Kristen.
She said that actually that she pulls the your move.
She does.
Where she gets up and she goes and secretly pays.
I know she does.
Are you connected with her? I knew you were.
No, Kristen just takes care of things.
That's right.
Yeah. So my bad is based on the timing. He's talking about Zach.
Someone
said Rachel, but I see Rachel as she, you know, she's got her parents' money. I don't see Rachel as a moocher.
I even think it's like, I could think of a few more outside people that it could be too. Just all those hanger-oners that are around, like
Brad. It's not Sheena. She likes to pay for a member. If I want flowers, just buy myself flowers. If
I want a ring, I'll just buy myself a ring. No, it's not. I think it's. I just
I would like to hear from, like, this is when I wish that we were kind of friends with them, because I wish I could just fire off like a text to Stassi, be like, Stassi, does Jax really pick up the tab that much? Like, give me a percentage of amount. Like, does he pick up the tab 30% of the time? I bet you she would say he's picked up the tab like twice since I've known him. You know, like, I bet it's not a habit of him to pay for everyone.
Holly and I witnessed when Jax picked up the tab one time, but that was because he said his dad was paying for it.
That's right.
We were at the Hyatt and he ordered shots all around and food, and the waitress came around and she said, well, do you want this on your tab, on your rim? He's like, I just put it on the room. My dad's paying for it anyways.
That's right.
His dad that needed a GoFundMe for his funeral.
It sounded like his dad, like his, this is what I envisioned when I heard this with my own ears, just like Sarah did. As I pictured that his dad was like, hey, Jax, happy birthday. Hey, Jason, happy birthday. Go ahead and get yourself some drinks and some food at the pool. Have a good day, son.
Right.
And so his dad figured he'd see $150 charged or something like that.
And by the way, I paid for your car insurance again this month.
Yeah. And Jax was literally running that thing up.
This is when Peter dated Sarah with the kid that he was just talking about that on, I think it was Rachel O'Brien's podcast, all the women he dated, but he was talking about Sarah with the kid, but Sarah is the one with the boobs that Jax and Brittany modeled.
Mm-hmm.
They were supposed to model Brittany's boobs after Sarah's. Well, I wish they would have, because she had good boobs, but they weren't like porn star triple X boobs like Brittany ended up with.
I feel like I'm getting used to Brittany's boobs. They're not bugging me as much.
Well, they do settle in after a year or two. They do always pop off and they settle in, is what everyone's told, you know?
Well, and I think she's like, I mean, she still shows them off a lot, but I think she's like you have to learn how to dress your body after, too. You know, yeah. It's like a, there's a learning curve.
I think we're just actually numb to it.
I think, yeah, we've seen it too much, so.
Yeah, it's kind of like just, your alcohol tolerance goes up. Or,
yeah, it's like Pamela Anderson looks natural. I don't know.
Yeah. So anyways, so back to whoever he was talking about not paying, I felt like it was a slam at Zach, and it probably was. I can see that happening. But, you know, none of you guys worry, because clearly, even though Zach deleted his tweets and then he retweeted something the next day saying, oh, don't anyone ever give me like vodka and Red Bull again. Like basically he was saying like, oh, I was drunk and lashed out. So, you know, I don't know if this was for attention or drama for the show so that it would secure him airtime, because they were filming and it did cause a scene, because then Brittany posted a whole post saying, I'm trying to get away from the drama. And then she edited the post saying stress.
Yeah.
So there was a thing. There was a drama. And I can see Zach doing it for airtime, or if not airtime, then he was emotional, but like he sobered up and then they made amends because they were like hugging at Gay Pride, like, oh, my best friend, although he was not in Miami, but he said, oh, I had a work conflict and whatnot. It's like, okay, that's convenient. I had something else to say, though, about the Zach, Brittany, something else. I don't know, but did you see Heather posted, and I saw it on their IG stories too, Craig in the cab with Katie and Tom going home. God, Schwartz looks so checked out. Like, Katie and Craig were like jamming out. Craig looked like a 70s porn star. Did you see that?
Craig, the podcaster?
Yeah, it was quite disturbing.
No, I didn't see that.
I don't know.
He's still running with them, huh?
I don't know what the fuck he's been doing. Yeah, so they left Gay Pride early.
Okay.
Schwartz was in the car, but he was looking out into space out the window like a dog. And Katie and Craig were like jamming out to tunes. And I'll show, I screenshotted it. Heather also posted it. But I'm like, do they still have their apartment? Why are they in a cab together, an Uber home together?
Hmm. Yeah, interesting.
So that's that theory. Oh, so the theory is,
drama for the upcoming season. Britney's gay best friend drops out. They have a spat, so he's hoping to get airtime. They're going to film that. So he's going to maybe get a say card for seven words instead of being in the background. But then they make up, of course. And the Katie Sandoval spat at TomTom. And the fake James Lala. Do we need to talk about that? So you guys that aren't on social media, what's been going on in the last week and a half? James and Lala were in the studio. They were recording a new song. They both posted with each other like, yeah, back with my mate. And James and Lala are together and they're recording a new song and blah, 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 blah. And then all of a sudden the next day, someone shows them filming and all the witches of WeHo are like kind of like pointing their fingers at Lala like, why are you doing this with James and blah, blah, blah. So then Lala re-alienates James. James posts a funny fofty Instagram.
Yeah.
He ended up deleting it, right?
I don't know. I didn't see him delete it.
Okay, well, clearly they were together, and then Lala got shit from the Witches of WeHo for talking to James and recording with James. Obviously, this sounds very manufactured fight, because Lala made it very clear James is not going to be in her life. And why should he? After the way he talks about Randall, he shouldn't be. They shouldn't be friends. So then they have a fake fight. James, they re-unfollow each other because they followed and then they unfollowed. James then posts like a funny fofty meme and the war starts all over again. It just seems like we're now scripting and production is like, let's keep redoing this. Like Lala's going to give James another chance and James is going to fall for it because he loves Lala. And then it's like the same thing. It's like, haven't we done this now like 3 years in a row?
Yeah.
It's just forced.
Yeah, it is.
And she has said many times she doesn't want to focus on music. She doesn't want to do any more music. So she's only doing it for the show.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Yeah, it's stupid. We're over it. More Bambi-eyed bitch. Did you hear Raquel is actually coming out with like a... Is it a makeup line or something that is called like Bambi-eyed something?
That's funny.
Good for her for capitalizing on that, which, hey, Bambi-eyed bitch, that's a compliment.
Yeah, I'd buy
Lala
it.
Lala did not mean it that way, but I would take it that way. The other thing that happened, Britney posted this, and I'm sorry, we're boring you guys that are on social media, but this is for those that aren't. Britney posted this thing on Instagram about a week ago, her and Jax, and it's like a screenshot of their invitation. Britney Cartwright and Jason Couchy. And it literally says Jason Couchy. And then the comments are, you know, Lala's like, oh my God, I love you guys. Janet Elizabeth, oh, congrats. You know, all the, you know, the people. And then Sherry, Britney's mom. Oh my God, Jax Taylor's going to be my son-in-law. Like literally the picture says Jason Couchy. But she actually comments, Jax Taylor's going to be my son-in-law. Like she said on the show. Like what are you getting, Sherry? Like first of all, you just look like a fucking fame whore by that comment. But how about you just say, Jason Couchy's going to be my son-in-law. That actually would have been endearing because she said that on the show. Jax Taylor's going to be my son-in-law. Okay, that's infamous right now, right? That's in show history. So it would have been funny if she had said, Jason Couchy's going to be my son-in-law. That would have been tongue-in-cheek.
Uh-huh.
And real also.
Yeah.
Especially since the picture said Jason Couchy. But no, she stuck with Jax Taylor's going to be my... So did that just not reveal everything right there?
Yeah, it really does.
You know what it screams to me?
What?
When Annabelle was at Sheena's house and she was talking about when Courtney was like 15 or whatever at the pool party. And she said Sheena's mom was like, waiting. As soon as they said, like, you know, film or action, and she's like, go, baby, go.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like Sherry is like, go, baby, go.
Oh, for sure. Do you think that the Witches of WeHo mom coven is going to come to the wedding? Like, is Dana going to fly? Is Katie's mom going to fly in?
Well, I don't know if they ever got that much mom time to be bonded like that, because Sherry's so far away and new. Whereas, like, Katie and Dana have, like, bonded because they've been in it together. I don't know. Probably not.
It would almost be too much. There's going to be enough going on with filming Brittany's family's drama, probably.
Yeah.
To add in the other moms would just be, like, too much at the wedding.
Well, I know Sheena's mom's invited. But because Sheena's mom is very much like a mom to Jax and to Brittany.
What?
No, they've said that. No, Jax has said that. Jax sends Sheena's mom Mother's Day flowers and birthday flowers. And because they, before Brittany, he spent every Thanksgiving at, Sheena has held Thanksgiving at her house for all the strays. And Jax went there like 7 years in a row.
If she's invited, the other moms are invited too, then I'm sure.
No, he's actually really close with Erica. No, he said it. He said it. It was, I think it was on maybe Jackie Schimmel's or so. No, he said it.
I've heard him say it.
She is kind of the mom of all moms. Remember when they were on the outs and they were getting the pedicure and Erica was like, just make sure you're in that wedding. Just make sure you're in that, like, Katie's when they were.
Oh, yeah.
Of, because Sheena brought them all together.
She reminds me kind of JoJo's mom.
Yeah. Well, like, Sheena brought Stassi back together with Christian and Katie, right? She really did that, or with Katie. And then
I just can't get over Erica, the way she pipes in for Sheena, but she hasn't done it. At least I haven't noticed it. She's hasn't done it lately where she like fights her battles for her.
I think Sheena's now fighting her own battles.
Yeah.
And she kind of talks about it on her podcast. She said, no, I used to do this and that. And she's like, now I've just built a thick skin and now I just fight my own battles and do this. I think that's probably, and she also tells her mom to stop and shut up.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. So I think that's, it's a combination.
Yeah. Cause I don't listen to her podcast or anything. So I only see like when her mom like lashes out and I don't know, it just is weird to me, but
yeah, no, I don't listen every week, but I've listened, it depends on the guest. If it's someone I really don't know or don't care about, I don't listen.
Yeah. Is she still pumping them out every week? Like she's on a really good schedule?
Yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah. And sometimes she just does, she'll say drinking and podcasting with her best friend, Janet. And sometimes she'll get like a kill. She'll get Perez Hilton or she'll get a Bachelor or she'll just do it with, like she mixes it up.
Cool.
And so that's why, like, you know, if I don't know who the person is, like YouTube person, I'm like, I don't know. Like, I probably won't listen.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Cool.
Also depends on the schedule. Now that we're off season, there's not as many things to listen to that I need to, you know, like.
Yeah.
So.
I thought she looked really good at Pride in her little bathing suit or whatever she was with her bodysuit.
Yeah.
Sheena's looking good for sure. I hope that she does something different.
She got up on the bar and sang, but DJ James Kennedy DJ'd it, both Sir and Tom Tom. I was shocked to learn that Kristen was able to have a James May stand at Sir.
Wow.
So that's progress.
Yeah, good.
The Toms rode in the parade in their little, you know, scooter, and Lisa was in a Sir car, but then Peter also drove a Sir car with Sheena and Raquel. And what else happened? Sheena was making out with a girl named Dana several times, according to live viewers and also social media. Now, so she's like dipping into the lady pond.
Have you, I have a problem with that. not with that in particular, but I have a problem with them doing these storylines when they touch on a subject like that and then they just completely abandon ship like it never happened. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like they touch on these subjects and it's just ridiculous. There's also been a lot of chatter on social media about the way Vanderpump Rules, the show in particular, handles Pride and the way that they make it into a novelty where they just, you know, like, gay right. Pride is so much fun. And they wear the rainbows, they dress up, and yet they really do nothing to help the community at all.
Yeah.
Which I think is a very fair statement. And I really can't believe they haven't stopped to, like, look at
well, they a way. Haven't portrayed any gay characters at all. Not even really, even the side characters that we know, that's just because we notice them. They're not really highlighting them. They really downplayed Billie Lee. But I thought what was really interesting, what happened this week after Gay Pride and Lisa and the whole cast, a whole bunch of people commented on social media to Lisa and to Brittany. They were like, oh, you're there for the cameras and the glory and the parade. But what, Lisa, are you going to Brittany and Jax's wedding? Because the pastor is notoriously homophobic and has stated flat out, like, homophobic, this is wrong shit. And they posted it to Lisa's Instagram, Twitter, to Brittany's. And, of course, you know, they never comment back. So I good on them. And I saw some threads going around, like, let's all post this. And I agree. I mean, come on. Like, you're going to support this? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess if you're going to go to a wedding, you don't have much control over that. I guess you can support it or not support it. You know what's funny, though?
Brittany and Jax, LVP, they have a platform, and they're not using it properly. And yeah. Or they're not standing behind that that's what they believe, too. It's right. Either you believe it and say that you do, or you don't believe it and that you don't support that. It's one or the other.
And the thing is like, this pastor isn't their personal pastor. It's like, he's kind of a famous-ish. So they wanted, like, a popular person. It's like, you don't have to have this. You could have your friend. You could have Schwartz be ordained. You could have LVP. You could have your local church pastor.
There's a trillion options. And I think that's what's disappointing about the whole thing.
They want a little fame in there.
And that they just, this is the problem I think that the community has with them, too, is they don't back down after they take a stance like this. If they would just say, you know what, we heard everything that all of the comments that people made, and we have made changes because we do not feel like that. So here's what we're going to do. That would, like, maybe it, more people would say something, but it would silence mostly everyone. Like, wow, they listened. Mm. But the fact that they double down, everyone doubles down, and they just, like, turn their head and they're like, we don't, like, it's almost like, we don't care. Yeah. We will continue doing it. We don't care. We're going to dress up and fight in the alley during Pride and make it all about us.
Well, like she said, she's like, even if you guys don't like it, we don't care.
Right.
I mean, the thing is, it's like, you know what? If it was her personal pastor since birth and they still had different views, but he's not. And Jax has, you know, he's recently religious, hence his cross emojis, which be genius, as he angrily tweets and shuns people and then puts a cross emoji. But it's like, you don't have these personal ties to this person, and he also stands for things that you're pretending to not stand for. Like, this is a joke.
Yeah, it really, it's
just get the castle regular ordained person or someone that isn't so infamous.
Someone who hasn't tweeted those things. Right. I don't think that would be, I'm pretty sure every other pastor in the world has not tweeted that.
How about a pastor that hasn't tweeted? How about that?
Yeah.
or if they've tweeted, they haven't tweeted, like, homophobic bullshit.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that hard.
No.
It's not.
It really is. It really is crazy.
And you know what? They all do it for free. You give them $100 as a gesture, and then they ended up donating it to the church. Like, it's not fucking hard. Especially, you know what? I bet there's a lot of fucking churches in Kentucky. It's not that hard to find a pastor.
Yeah. really, really strange. I can't wait to see what happens with that, what they how they're gonna address that.
Yeah. Okay. So anything else at Pride? Well, Peter has sure been making the podcast rounds all of a sudden. But I love, so he was on Rachel O'Brien's, and cool, you know, they know each other. But I love he mentioned, she's like, he's like, ah, I've been on fire. I've been making the podcast rounds. She's like, oh, really? Because I think she got like the, thought she got the scoop or something. And he's like, oh, I've been on a ton lately. Oh, yeah, I did the, what did he say? He did, he didn't even name like a lot of like the bigger ones. But he's like, oh, I did the one, and then I did the Vanderpump Rules one with these ladies from Orange County. And then I did this other one with, Diana. And I'm like, Diana doesn't like you. Because I actually, if he did Diana's, I didn't hear it because I heard her on Sheena's because they've now become friends. And then Janet went on Diana's. So I listened to that because, you know, I named my duck after Janet. So of course I'm going to listen. And, she's like, no, I don't like Peter because Peter told me I had small boobs. She goes, I was fucking with him saying he had a boob job and he told me I needed to sue my doctor, but she was fucking with him because she's like flat.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't get it or something. She's like, oh, I don't really like Peter. He's rude to me. So I was shocked when he said he did Diana's because I was like, she doesn't even really like you. But then again, she's been known to change her mind because she did on Sheena and whatnot. But I thought it was funny that he named Diana and then someone else that I didn't even know. I didn't recognize what he said. And he's like, and then this Vanderpump Rules with these ladies from Orange County. Like, I was really like, well, thank you, Peter.
Wow. Because
that was like many months ago. So I appreciate it.
We left an impression. I love that.
Because he didn't mention others.
Nice.
And he's been on a bunch lately.
Yeah.
So.
Well, he should mention us. We've purchased Harrow.
Thanks, Peter.
You know,
yeah,
cool.
We've, yeah. but he, what he did do on Rachel's, which made me laugh was, this was funny. So first of all, he did the 20, cause she's like, you are doing so much. How do you find the time? And he's like, Rachel, how many hours do you sleep?
Oh God!
He did the whole number on her. He's like, "See, I get up, I do two work." You know, he did the whole number, which I laughed. I was like, you know, he's consistent." But she asked him his proudest moments on VPR and his least proud moments. And you know what he said?
What?
So his least proud moment was he had armpit stains. And he said, I didn't even know about it. I heard it on some podcast. And I was like, well, I thought you didn't listen to podcasts. And which podcast was that? But then he said it was like many seasons ago, so it couldn't have been ours.
Huh.
I know we ripped on Jax's pit stains.
I've never ripped on Peter's.
Yeah, I don't remember ripping on Peter's. But he said after that, he ended up getting Botox in the armpit.
Oh my gosh.
So it must have been like...
Poor Peter. Peter is the only one who actually works and someone ripped on him for him sweating.
So it's probably either Craig's or Watcher Crappin's, probably. Because it sounded like it was like season two, season three. And then you know what he said his proudest moment was?
What?
You know what? My favorite scene was when I was like, I need some titties in my face.
Oh my God.
No, he like legit said that was like one of his favorite moments. I'm not joking. Listen.
Wow.
Hey, it's worth listening to Rachel O'Brien for that. But I pretty much just told you about the whole podcast. So there you go. But yeah, I was shocked that that was his favorite moment. But, you know, there was one when he tried to fire someone or something.
He also thinks he's in a lot more than he is. If I was him, I wouldn't watch either. I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm in the show all the time. Don't you see me? Like,
yeah.
I would totally play dumb, too.
Yeah. it was entertaining. So, oh, and then Stassi's podcast, she had a couple. She was talking about downgrading Friends. I mean, it became pretty clear she's talking about Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's talking about
when is it time? Like, I just need my time. I'm sorry about your troubles. And I can no longer just say, I'm coming over with wine right now. Well, who would she do that with? Katie or Christian? So it's pretty clear it was Christian.
I didn't listen to the whole podcast of that, but I did hear that part. I actually felt like she was talking about just the way they all go over to each other's house and just hang out all the time. Like, yeah. I'm in a group text like that too, like where like the people are constantly hanging out together and it's like, okay, we're going here. Okay, see you there. Be there at 3:30.
Like
it's
a like, friends thing.
Yeah. And it's like, dude, I can't stop my life every day. Like I still have like other friends. I have a family. And these people like maybe don't have family that live here or something. And so
right.
Every holiday, every single thing is spent together. And
are you talking about me?
That's exhausting.
Are you talking yes, about me?
Like 4th of July, Sarah, I don't know if I can do it.
Actually, I answered for you before everyone, like, can Holly come? I'm like, well, of course I'll tell her, but she usually has to family hop and she may stop by, but I answer for you. But
yeah.
Of course I'm going to tell you. And you can make your own choice. But there is a time when your family just needs to be your family and then people need to come fucking see you.
Totally. Yeah. So I maybe because I was like applying that to my life personally, that's how I took it. But I could also interpret that it was about someone else. I mean, Stassi's always been, it's always been taken like a toll on her to emotionally be there for someone else. It's just, it's a lot for her. And I think that like she tries to be there for the person because when she needs something, she requires a lot from everyone and everyone gives her shit for that, I think.
Yeah. I mean, so, I think like Rachel was like a super good friend to her and a super sidekick, which yes. She needs. Stassi is the girl that needs the super loyal sidekick.
Yes.
And Rachel was that for her. But then when she didn't need her anymore, I know Rachel like said she went to, you know, took a break. We'll just call it that for several different reasons, but I'm sure that's got to be part of it because they were like inseparable. She couldn't take a drink of water without Rachel, and then all of a sudden like boom, don't need you anymore.
Well, I think I think that like also hits home for me because it starts to become your identity that either, you know, that you are with that person all the time, and especially to be friends with someone like Stassi, I imagine that that's very exciting. You're getting a lot of social media attention and things like that. And then to suddenly have going on these vacations and doing fun Insta stories. And then it just stops like that.
Well, it complete. She had a career before Stassi, but this completely added a huge boost.
Yes.
And then that died again.
Yes.
Yeah. It's, you know, and similar people in their lives.
I mean, like, I personally would need to, like, seek help working through that because what is your identity if that keeps being dropped off?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, that's a lot to deal with. It really is.
Oh, no, I fell for her. Like, I don't dislike and Rachel we don't even, O'Brien. We, I just like
no.
her comedy. I don't like I'm not drawn to her comedy, but I think she's a good person and I think she's a great friend.
I think she's a hard worker.
Hard worker, hustler. I have nothing bad to say about her. I just don't personally like her like brand of comedy, but that has nothing to do with her personally.
I really appreciate that she sticks to something because that is not easy to do. And eventually she will make it.
Well,
because
she loves it, so she's still doing it.
Right. If you stick to something long enough, I really think that...
Well, and here's the thing. I go to the Comedy Store. I laugh out loud. Comedy Store is like 15-minute sets. I laugh out loud at maybe like 2 to 3 out of 15 sets.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not like, I'm very picky. So just by me not liking her doesn't mean like she's not likable. It's just, we all have our different tastes. Like some people like Dumb and Dumber. Some people like Seinfeld. Some people like Talladega Nights. You know what I mean? Like we all have our different senses of humor.
And some people like things that aren't funny.
Yes. I'm just saying like to each their own. We all find humor in different places.
Speaking of humor, I have a story that is off topic.
Okay.
Okay, so I had to go to like this, like kind of like a PTA sort of meeting. Like it was a parent meeting And there was like the leader of the meeting sitting in a room, a small, I'll say a small studio. And all of the parents had to get a folding chair. And we sat in a half circle around the person who was leading the meeting. And of course, I got seat number one. Like, I'm right by the person leading the meeting.
Like, this is real life.
Yes, real. I'm not joking. This really happened to me on last week or something. So I got a horrible seat where I was sitting, and I'm sitting next to my friend. And it was a 2 hour meeting talking really about things that could have been talked about in five, you know. But I'm there, whatever. So I'm sitting there, and this lady gets up. I won't say anything about how she looks. This lady gets up and she goes to the bathroom. Well, it's very quiet in the room, and everyone's sitting there taking notes and everything. She goes to the bathroom and shuts the door, and she lets one rip, like really loud, like a farting noise. So like the lady, she's like, okay, so this year, here's what we're going to do. And I hope this isn't too loud in the mic. I'm going to turn away. It was like it was so loud. So like it started with like a smile on my face, like, you know, and then I was like, okay, Holly, do not be immature right now. Don't do it. Don't do it. And then like my smile turned into like I snickered a little bit, like I was like like I and then I was just like, oh my God, clench your butt, get it together. And then the lady who was speaking let out a little, like, you know, she was like, and then we and like she laughed a little bit, so I started losing it. It was like at a funeral when you start laughing instead of crying. I was just like, oh no, oh no, oh no. So I get up, I go to the bathroom. Thank God there's two bathrooms, so the farter is still in the bathroom. I go to the bathroom, I turn on the light, there's a fan in there, like it's like zzz. So I'm like, okay, I'm safe. So I like am busting up in there, like and then I look at myself in the mirror, there's like tears running down my eyes.
Oh, God.
So like I go, I look in the mirror, I like blot my eyes, and then I saw myself again and I laughed again, like I'm like laughing out loud in the bathroom. So I'm like, pull it together. So I finally calm myself down, and then I walked back to my seat. Whatever. No big deal. And then at the end of the meeting, like we were eyes out in the parking lot with my friend, and I was like, oh my God, did you hear that lady fart? Like that was crazy, right? And she's like, yes. Like I was wondering, like, did anyone else hear that? She's like, why did you get up? Did you go to the bathroom because you were crying? She's like, I heard you crying in the bathroom. Apparently, just like everyone heard her fart, everyone could hear me in the bathroom, like
crying,
laughing. Yes. Yeah, so that's my little story. But
oh my God. Well, when we were in New Orleans, we were just talking about this because I was telling my story, and then Amanda goes, oh my God, you mean the chair story from Hollywood? Clearly, Michaela told the story to everybody, to my sister and Amanda, and what I'm like, hey, I thought this was between us. No, it's fine. Yeah. So I had to retell the Hollywood story. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
With the plastic chair.
Yeah.
So for you guys that don't, and I would normally never talk about this kind of thing. It's just not me. I'm not comfortable with that. But, you know, leading on this, I'm going to own it. So I'm in Hollywood. I'm with my friends. They have this killer house in the Hollywood Hills, blah, blah, blah. My friend feels like she thinks she's having a heart attack. It turns out to be acid reflux, whatever. She's the most fit, tiny girl, you just want to like fucking kill her, like not kill her, but like punch her, because like, you know, she's tiny, beautiful, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're not having a heart attack. But we are all together, and I was like, well, either your husband takes you and I stay with your kid, or your husband stays with your kid and I take you. I was really pushing for I'll stay with your kid.
Yeah.
But she's like, I just feel more comfortable with you coming with me. Like, you're really calming. And I'm like, fuck. All right. I got to take one for the team. She's very kind, great friend, very generous. Just, you know, one of those people.
You got to do it.
Of course. Of course. She'd do anything for me. This person flew home across the country for my dad's funeral. Of course I'll do anything for her. I mean, this is before that, but still, this is the kind of person she is.
Yes.
So, of course. So we go to Hollywood, like urgent care, small little room. There's like 5-6 people. They're all like young Hollywood looking people. And there's a difference between West Side. So when they say like, oh, Sheena lives on the West Side, there is a difference. Hollywood is like cool. Like your emo gothy kids in high school, they've now turned cool and they're adults now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're now looking down on you if you don't look a certain way.
Right.
Like, you know, just your average like vanilla looking fucking bitch like I am now. It wasn't always that way, but you know, I'm fucking old. So now I look fucking regular. Anyways, they just look at you weird like, glad I'm not her. What? Why is she in Hollywood? You know, did her car break down? Anyways, so I'm in the waiting room. My friend goes in. She thinks she's having a heart attack. So I'm like, well, I have to wait here for the doctor to come out to tell me. But I think I was getting over a cold, whatever. We're on these hard plastic chairs that are orange. I don't know why orange has to do with it, but small room, echoey room. It's all like cement. Everything's cement. And there's like all these cool kids around me. And I cough, and I guess I felt like a little Kris Jenner-ish, you know, like, you know, Kris Jenner cough, she pees her pants. I didn't pee my pants, but I coughed, and another noise came out. Completely horrified. But the problem was, when the noise came out, it ricocheted off this hard plastic acrylic chair, so it echoed amongst the cement room that we were in urgent care.
Don't say that it ricocheted.
It did. It was like, instead of just a, like a bop, it was like, bop, 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 bop. It was like an echo. Like I was in the Grand Canyon.
Stop.
And so like, it was even worse. And then like and everyone looked, and like literally everyone had no choice but to start laughing. And I was by myself. Because my friend was in the back room. So it's like, if I happened, but I had my friend next to me, I would laugh it off with everyone and be like, oops. But I was by myself like a fucking loser. And then I was just like, and I was going to walk out. I was going to walk away from my shame and just be like, I'm never going to see these people again. But I couldn't. Because I had to wait for the fucking doctor's
results.
What'd
you do? What'd you do?
Well, I had to sit there because the doctor was going to come out.
So you didn't laugh and you just put your head down?
Yeah, and then I stared at my phone in shame as I heard people snickering, laughing, and pointing. And I would leave. But I was such a good friend. I'm like, the doctor hasn't come out yet. So if the doctor comes out and says she's had a heart attack and I'm outside out of fart shame, I will never forgive myself. So I have to stay there.
Wow.
I would have left. But I was like being a friend, and you know how fucking mad I was when they said she has fucking acid reflux. I mean, I was happy that she didn't have a heart attack, but I was also kind of mad. I was like, I could have gone outside and avoided the fart shame, but I didn't for your ass.
I was trying to crack a joke right there. Like, so did the doctor come and sound off? Like,
no, it was so loud. It literally ricocheted. It was like, well, you know what? Maybe I don't have a thigh gap. I maybe have an ass gap. So the air between my ass and the seat, it like bounced off the sides of the acrylic chair. And it's like, and then it hit the cement walls. And then everyone was laughing at me and like pointing and laughing. And I was like, I couldn't even laugh with them. I just stared at my phone and sucked it up. And it was like the worst literal moment of my life. But you know what Amanda said? I literally said, I'm like, that's the worst moment of my life. And she was like I sound like Jax, like, it's so hard on me. I can't well, I won't go any further with that. You guys know what we're talking about. Refer to the podcast earlier. Amanda goes, well, if that was the worst moment of your life, I think you're doing pretty well in your life.
Yeah.
So, okay, all in perspective.
I mean, that's happened to me before. Like, I've sneezed and farted. Like, at school on a plastic chair.
Kris Jenner always says she, like, coughs or sneezes, and then that's why she wears her Depends or whatever.
Oh, that totally happens.
Yeah.
That's why you have to do exercises to strengthen, you know?
Well, I do Pilates, but that's why I'm...
But I don't think you can strengthen your butthole.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to ask about that
I'm going to be like, Lauren, do you have any butt Pilates I can do to strengthen the muscles around the sphincter?
I mean, I'm proud of farting, so I don't know. But it is like when...
Not by yourself in a room of cool kids on a chair that ricochets.
No, there's times... Yeah, there's times... But... yeah.
A place... What?
It's just like... Like there's I can't ever like not laugh at something poop. Like there was,
oh, you would have been the mean girl pointing and laughing at me. I know that 100%. I already know that.
I feel really bad sharing this because I think this person listens to the podcast. But yesterday we were at the pool and one of Ronnie's little friends was like, mommy. She's like, mommy. I'm going to poop. I pooped. Do you have another bathing suit for me? And like got out of the pool and like. So her mom like took her to the bathroom right away. And so we turned the bubbles off and like there was like some little floating things in the in the jacuzzi and like,
but that's a kid.
It's a kid and I was still laughing. Like yeah. I still thought it was freaking hilarious. And her poor little feelings were hurt that she pooped the jacuzzi and I still like thought it was funny. It's just like,
well, you don't have to laugh at the child's face.
No.
Yeah.
I was laughing at like the floating turd.
Yeah. Did they, that shit shut down for like 24 hours in Vegas if that happens.
Yeah.
Biohazard.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't. That's not like you laughed at the mom for it.
No.
As long as you don't laugh in the kid's face.
Oh, no, but I really need to pull it together sometimes and like not laugh because I'm also passing that down to Ronnie now and she thinks it's funny, you know, and it's like, or she'll bring it up and be like, remember when, you know, it's like, no. Okay, let's stop.
Well, you know what happened on a flight when I lived in Seattle, I came down, you met Carrie, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we were all flying to Vegas and like I was sitting next to Carrie and Heidi was sitting with someone else and this really, you know how the airplane bathrooms are so tiny. And it was a really large woman and she came back and literally, and I know you're going to laugh right now, but the toilet paper was completely streaming from the back. I know you're laughing now. The back end tucked in of her, the back of her pants tucked in and streaming down almost like a wedding runner or like a red carpet runner. No, when I tell you, yes, I know you're holding it in right now. No, in theory, it's funny. If we sat in a Bridesmaids and Melissa McCarthy do it, yeah, funny. But in real life, it was sad because it was like she didn't know. And it was because she was larger that she didn't realize. And Carrie, I was like, oh my gosh.
You know
what?
Oh my
gosh, we need to stop it and tell her. But Carrie points at her and laughs. It's like, ah, ha, 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 look at that. And then she got the whole plane to look and point. And I was like, that is so mean. Ooh. And I was so mad and disgusted. And I was like, that's so fucking mean. Because
I think I laugh with. I try not to laugh at.
Yeah, it was just really awkward. And I didn't like it. It was less like,
I mean, no, I just.
How about we don't point and laugh? How about we get up, cut off the trail, tell her in her ear.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you can laugh amongst your friends then later.
Yeah. Laugh, of course.
But don't point at her and then laugh and have the whole plane look at her. Like, she already probably feels ridiculed in her life. And it was just like a really,
that is very
gross
sad
moment for me. And I was like, get away from me. I don't want to be associated with
you.
Yeah,
that's not cool. I'm done talking about poop. But the other day, my back was hurting so bad that it actually was like very hard for me to wipe. And I thought, it really is hard to wipe yourself. Like if you are hurt, like how do these people do it?
I know.
They just have to go wash off every time or something.
Wow.
So, you know, the health issues that people deal with are very difficult. And we just want to say, we support you.
When I worked in a grocery store in high school.
And I won't laugh.
There was my classmate's mom, and she was like 600, like the 600-pound life.
Uh-huh.
But she smelled really bad. Like, it was a huge grocery store, like Albertsons.
Uh-huh.
But you could smell her the moment she came in. And I would always, like, try to time it, like, okay, I'm gonna keep going for, like, half an hour because it's going to take her that long to shop, and then I'm gonna like schedule my break. So I'd be like, hey, you go on break now. 15-minute break so I could try to time it. But there's so many times I had to wait, and I literally had to hold my breath while checking in. And then sometimes I'd have to turn away to the next thing and be like, oh, let me check this. And I'd have to turn my back and be like, to catch my breath.
You were a checker?
A checker, a beggar, and then I ran the deli and the bakery. And I made all the deli food and the bakery food.
A beggar?
Beggar.
In the bakery?
Yeah. I would... Baker, as in I begged.
Yeah.
Begged the groceries.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Begged, no. And then I ended up running the store. The whole owner trusted me to open and close it. Was, I had the keys.
Was it a Piggly Wiggly?
I had the keys on Van Nuys.
Keys.
Yeah.
It
was a red owl.
Awesome.
Anyways. But yeah, it's yeah. We never made fun of it because it was just sad, but it was like,
no, you
none
just,
of us wanted to deal with it because the smell was really bad.
No, you just don't realize what people struggle with, you know, and it's never anything to make fun of at all.
But yeah, like if you turn your back out or your arm or like, I've been in those situations, you're like, oh my
you
gosh.
You know, it's actually just really frightening to like, if you lose your flexibility, like what could happen? Or like when I dislocated my knee, like trying to get in, we lived in an apartment where I had to step over the tub.
Yeah.
And that I could not do it. And that was, it was like a huge eye opener because it's like,
yeah,
people deal with way worse things than a dislocated knee.
When
you
I had
know?
Psoriasis and it spread to psoriatic arthritis. So right now I have claw fingers on 3 fingers. So I look like I have a claw. But for a while they were immobile. They were like frozen appendage. Like you couldn't move them. If you hit them, they like I couldn't do certain things.
Wow.
And that was just like a couple fingers. And that actually, you know.
Crazy. Yeah, it's yes.
Well, this
really took a turn.
This really took a turn on the downward spiral.
So hope everyone's having a great weekend.
Hey, you guys, we will be back next week. And we also, you guys know what's coming up 2 weeks from now. We're going to be doing a lot of fun.
Yes. And today, just so you guys can't see because this is a podcast, I am drinking out of a cactus mason jar.
Oh, you are.
I'm engaged, y'all.
You still didn't take that shot of. I gave her, because Drunk Julia was over. She said she missed being a podcast guest, but by the time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it wasn't appropriate. So anyways, I thought Holly wanted to be part of the club and have a drink. So I poured her. I'm like, you can have a drink of like what my dad used to like to drink, Lancer's rosé wine.
It's actually
like,
really good.
I think you'll like it. No, it is. Yeah.
I actually should have just dumped it into my Red Bull. Probably it tastes really good.
Yeah, actually, you should have.
Yeah.
So she took a sip. There's a shot glass still sitting there.
Yeah. You're going to have to pound that, Sarah.
Yeah, no. I'm good. But yeah, we tried to make her part of the club, but.
Yeah.
Kentucky.
Yeah, we're so excited. So
that's where we're gonna get you wasted.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait for everything.
Amanda ordered in New Orleans?
A
spiked Shirley Temple.
Ooh.
I think that's what you need.
That sounds really good.
Yeah. And or maybe it was called something else. But the bartender was like, what? And then this young girl came and I was like, oh my God, you look like my friend. I know you. And then I realized she looked just like Jamie Presley. Do you know who that is?
Uh-huh.
And so I showed her a picture. She's like, oh my God, you're so sweet. But she really did look like Jamie Presley. But she's like, I know what a Spike Shirley Temple is. Or maybe it's called something else. I'll have to ask Amanda. But that's what you need to drink.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you'll like Shirley Temples.
I do.
So you'll like this. Because Amanda hates the taste of alcohol, too.
Yeah. Not into it.
All right. Cool.
Okay, you guys, we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.